Yep. It's 8:46. We'll call to order Gage County Board of Supervisors. Please rise. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Byers, Setzer, Juergens, and Lytle will be absent all day. First thing on the agenda is a consent agenda, which is a general agenda. Approved minutes of meeting held December 12th. Approve all claims through December 26th in the amount of $361,113.01. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve permit 928 for Diller Telephone Company to install fiber optic line in North Half, Section 6, Township 1, North Range 5 East, Glenwood Township, and South Half, Section 31, Township 2, North 5, Range East, Elm Township.
I'd make a motion to approve the consent agenda, with the exception of two, like that considered separately, and then to review the claim number 12120178 in the amount of $1,236.54.
Okay. So we will pull those separately then? Or do you just want to review them first?
Well, just two, I just want to be, just to be considered separate.
Okay, so two is separate.
We'll be okay on that one too, Roger.
Excuse me, what?
Will we be okay on that one also? Okay.
Yeah.
I would second.
Okay, discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve. Okay, Matt, number two.
Just consider that one separate.
I would move the minutes of the meeting held December 12, 2012 be approved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. In favor, Dorn, Adams. Byers, Setzer, abstaining Bauman as...
Minutes. Those are minutes. From
the minutes of when you were not here, correct?
Meetings. Correct.
Okay. Any other?
Just consider,
one more.
Just to consider that claim separate in the amount of $1,236.54.
Okay.
Chairman Rex Adams.
Oh.
It's your last meeting.
That's right.
I want to give you a little special attention.
That's right.
I recognize you separately. I would make a motion to approve claim number 12120178 in the amount of
$1,236.54. Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Discussion.
It's mileage and
going back and forth to conferences.
Yeah. There's actually a lot because the SIN meeting's in Lincoln. Kearney's on there. So, and normally I do them in shorter increments than I did on that one.
I'm picking on you.
If it wasn't your last meeting, we wanted to pull that one.
I know that.
We couldn't pass up the opportunity.
I don't blame you. I've probably done the same. I'm going to get over right. Okay, vote. In favor, Dorn, Bauman.
What do you want to vote for?
No.
Abstaining Adams due to it was mine solely. So
you can vote for your own.
I know I would have normally. Okay.
Okay.
No. Regular agenda comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Okay.
First, I'd like to say Merry Christmas. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas to the board and Rex. The Highway Department would like to bid you a fond farewell and thank you for your contributions to our department.
Thank you.
I only wanted to bring to the board's attention.
Could you identify yourself, please?
I'm sorry, Deborah Marshall Brown with the Gage County Highway Department. Thank you. There in your packet is a Nebraska Weed Control Association has wanted me to bring to your attention the Cereza espidiza. It could become a noxious weed in Nebraska. that you will receive a survey, and Dawn will actually be the one to receive it, and she'll hand it out to everyone. It'll have a questionnaire of whether you want to approve it or not to become a noxious weed. It has to basically be the whole state of Nebraska, and you'll see we are not the whole state, but we are probably within 95% of the whole state being affected by this weed. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. When she does receive that, you'll be getting that survey. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me at the Highway Department, and we can discuss it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other? Approve or disapprove agreement with Maximus on indirect cost allocation plan, Don Workman.
Make a motion to approve the agreement.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. How are you?
Good. Rick, I brought the original of what was in it.
Okay.
I apologize for not having the agreement out for you to look at. We have some internal controls where somebody else has to make the agreement. Two sets of eyes have to see it before it gets to me as a PDF, and all I could do is print it off on Monday and bring it today. So it got a little late with Christmas and everything. So,
yeah. Say who you are.
Don Workman with Maximus Consulting. We worked on the cost allocation plan for the county.
He's done this for several years, but I know a lot of the board members have really not.
You recovered costs for the jail,
right,
correct? You want to explain that a little bit for them?
Your county, in this case, your county attorney, which is a contract attorney, and Steve Kravitz, and the clerk of the district court office, they work on some federally funded child support programs and things that they claim. In Diane's case, she claims things like salaries, benefits, supplies, readily identifiable items off of her budget. In Steve Kravitz's case, it's more of a contract, but there is some indirect costs involved. Things that we're identifying are things like building costs, insurance, cost to your workers' comp insurance, NACO dues, cost of your annual audit, processing paychecks, claims, a lot of little costs that don't really seem to be much, but they do add up over in the course of the year. So these are determined countywide. We can't just come in and look at costs for those office, but we do an annual report for Health and Human Services that will it'll go through all departments of Gage County, and then we're going to separate the clerk of the district court and the contract attorney indirect costs and further distill those down to the amount of time they spend on the 4D program. So it's given to the state as a percentage rate that they use. That rate's adjusted every year. It's not the most straightforward procedure that the feds have in place on this. It's an estimate based on 2 years previous, and it's adjusted back to actual at the end of those 2 years. So it's kind of a running total. But I just thought while I was here, I don't want to take up too much time here, but just a lot of times the number one question is what does the county get out of this? And in fiscal year 2009, your clerk of the district court, $18,800. That was the actual amount they got. The county attorney, the contract attorney, $4,700. In fiscal year 2010, clerk of the district court, $24,000, and the contract attorney, $3,400. Starting in fiscal year 2011, the state had made some changes to the clerk of the district court and what they allow as far as some administrative costs, and really have cut them down in what they're allowed to recover that year. Fiscal year 2011, it was $7,900, and the contract attorney, $3,300. So we fought long and hard to try and keep those costs coming into the clerk of the district court, but it just they always take the conservative approach, and they just decided that that was not going to be allowed anymore. How that come about was not a good deal. It was another consulting firm from Kansas came in and just raised heck with the state that they didn't think that should be. They kind of used that as their marketing campaign to try and take a lot of our counties from us, and it just didn't work, and all it did was cost counties money, but we did the best we could, and I'm sorry to report it's going to be a little bit less money, but that's pretty much set in stone at this point. So.
Matt. Don, I believe 2 years ago we received a letter from that group. I cannot remember the name, but there was a consideration for us to do something different than Maximus, and we chose not to, but
yeah.
I think I remember that.
Well, I sent out some material. I certainly appreciate you staying with us. Currently, you know, it's not like we're using this from a position of power or anything that you should go with us because we're bigger. But currently, we have 50 of the 68 counties that do cost allocation work in Nebraska, and we've had a lot of longtime clients stay with us. So far, the counties that have gone with different companies, I've had three of those want to come back at this point. So. I think a lot of times, particularly in the case of the company from Kansas, they did not know what they were doing, and they kind of shot themselves in the foot, and it didn't work out. And, they had lots of meetings with the state, lots of emails flying back and forth, and it just didn't really work out for them. It's not a good way to do business. So.
Okay, Kathy.
What does this cost us?
Those 3 years, you know, our standard fee down here has been $71.50 a year, and we've reduced that. You know, I send my letter that we had reduced it to $5,600. We realize there's a lot of competition, lots of offers coming your way, and we want to try and make this something that's geared towards Gage County, the actual work we do down here. And it's not based on population or anything. It's based basically on the amount of time that this particular project will take to do. So. Any other questions?
I guess I'll make a comment. I mean, when they come in and did it, if you take from 2 years ago, it was more than a 50% decrease, and then from 2010, it's about a 60% decrease. That the,
right.
the funding that the county now doesn't get from the state, if I understand this correctly.
Well, these are federal funds that are pass-through funds that go through Department of Health and Human Services.
These are federal flow-through funds,
yeah,
then?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was allowed in the past was some what we call just office administration, general administrative costs for the clerk of the district court, and you can see that was higher. The 18,000 figure is probably more typical because these are adjusted up or down. If the estimate that we use, this estimated rate, is too low, then based on that, it'll raise up the rate artificially for the next year, and that's why you see some kind of big fluctuations in that. I don't know that it won't be higher than $7,800 in the future for clerk of the district court. It'll probably bounce back up. But they were kind of penalized for, you know, that really knocked it down. Diane's office, Diane Wells, does a quarterly time study that's electronic. And it's every keystroke that they get on, they open up a case for 4D, it gives them so much credit. And a lot of times, it's a typical amount, her time study might be 20 to 30%, say 20 to 30% of her time would be considered 4D, working on 4D child support. And in this case, this other consulting firm argued that due to the construction of the time study, that we shouldn't be allowed to put any additional administrative costs in there. And we sat down with the state of Nebraska in December of 2009 and had a big sit-down with our people, this guy's firm, state of Nebraska, the people who designed the time study. And, you know, I still don't agree with the decision, but it was one that was made. And I think all it's really done is cost counties some money. And you know, I know I'm going on record saying this, but, you know, I mean, the state took a conservative approach. And the other company was just dead set that that money was wrong. And I think the state just decided, well, we're going to change that then. We're not
going to allow it. What department of the state are you working with?
This is the Child Support Office, part of Health and Human Services.
Okay. It's HHS. All right.
We actually, that meeting that we had, actually sat down with the people that designed this time study and asked them, you know, and I don't know if they had a clear-cut answer at that point, you know, whether these administrative costs should be.
Was that designed independently or by staff?
That was designed by the state, yes.
So attorneys with NHHS and this division?
Okay. Yes. And since that point, since that meeting, I know the state court administrator's office has gone over it. They've really reviewed this, and they've decided they're just going to not allow those costs anymore. I give you an example. Say in the a quarter ends, we had a portion of Diane Wells' salary going as administrative costs, general office administrative, which is a very common indirect cost. We figure that the office doesn't run itself, and there are certain administrative duties that she does that isn't allowable indirect costs. And say if 20% of her time was administrative and the other 20% of her time was on 4D, we thought that, you know, should leave, another 60% and of just regular clerk of the district court time, you know, divide it three ways. And this other firm said, no, that's incorrect, and we just never agreed with that. We thought, why work so hard to cut counties out of money? You know, we just didn't understand it. But I'd have to say it wasn't a success either. That firm's strategy of coming into the state of Nebraska and trying to take all this money away went nowhere. So.
Thank you.
I have to mention that at every board meeting I'm at because, you know, the dollar figures have really dropped off for clerk of the district court, and there's a reason why. So.
Any more discussion? Vote. 5-0 to approve.
Thank you. Thank you.
Christina, get County Aid and Enhancement Grant and approve or disapprove grant and the chairman sign grant application.
The first one, the community planning and County Aid application. A couple weeks ago when I was here and talked about the county plan, the four priorities that we set forth, this assist with one of those priorities, the juvenile diversion community service with the juvenile services coordination. It's pass-through money for the county. The match is in-kind donation. It comes from money that we already spend in the county court for juvenile services.
Christina, did you identify yourself for the record?
I'm sorry. Christina Lyons. I am the director of Gage County MAPS, Gage County Diversion, and I think that's it.
Thank you.
Any questions?
I would move that the County Aid and Enhancement Grant be approved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve. Thank you.
The enhancement grant, yes, the first one. The second one is the enhancement grant I wrote for. This is money that's extra that they have from counties that don't always fill out their applications, don't do their plans because there's not a lot of benefit to them. It's all prescribed through the population, and they may not have enough of a juvenile population to make it worth their while. So they have extra money. So sometimes I try to write. This year I wrote for $4,200 with a match of $1,680, again coming from money that we already spent with the guardian ad litem in the juvenile services court. This money will be spent for the SOS program, which is signs of suicide. It will go to the four rural schools. Beatrice Public Schools will adopt it and implement it this spring. The person that I talked with said that the seller, or, you know, the person selling this program said that it would be great if all four schools in the county or all five schools in the county had this program. It is shown to decrease suicide attempts, suicide ideations by 40% in your juvenile population. So pretty significant.
Are you getting a positive response from schools?
We are. Beatrice Public Schools has been very supportive and very excited about working with us in this area, as well as the other schools. They've reached out in some of the mentoring programs and some of the other things that I'm working on.
Okay, and you need approval of that grant,
yes.
Also. I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Doran. Discussion.
just add, Christina, this has been an extremely horrific year as far as suicides. And Christina kind of spearheaded getting something done so we could bring some education awareness and hopefully, I mean, I think this is a very good program. I would certainly support it, and hopefully it'll have quick results.
It's just remarkable that we have this in this county, and I don't know what, but keep doing all you do, and if we can find other ways that we can somehow reach these individuals when they're when they have trouble, we need to be on the forward. We need to be forward of all these things and help where we can.
One of the reasons that I like this program so much is it doesn't just talk about suicide prevention. It opens the door to talk about mental health needs, and that's why I like this particular one so much.
Well, and we've seen this all over the country now. Every time you turn on the TV and you look at the situations of the mass shootings back in Connecticut and elsewhere, you look at the history of the shooters, and typically there's mental illness, so there's history of issues that lead into these things, and we need to be able to identify and treat them. But thank you, Christina.
Yeah, we got to vote yet.
Oh.
Vote. Did we vote?
Not on this.
Not on this.
I was going to say vote. 5-0. Thank you.
Thanks, Christina.
Approve or disapprove members for the Planning and Zoning Board? Lisa?
I can't get all the pages signed, though.
And this one?
For the record, my name is Lisa Wiggin. I'm chairman of Gage County Zoning. I'm just going to give you kind of an overview of zonings. I just picked up the permits this morning, and as I looked at the permits and kind of studied them quickly, we have about 125 permits that have been applied for as of the 20th of this month. Nancy is completing some inspections and so forth and going back and looking at a couple others. We had 4 variance board issues, of which really dealt with mostly setback requirements within that 75 foot of the center of the road. 17 new homes. There were 18 subdivisions, which were lots of records that were either divided. We had 4 storm-related issues that were replacements of buildings more in the southern part of Gage County. So what I did see off of our zoning permits, if you're comparing 2011 to 2012, typically in agricultural planning, specifically in December, we see a lot of guys' operations doing some tax planning with new buildings, machine sheds, pole sheds, that sort of thing, grain bins. And we didn't see that as much this year, and that has a reliance, I'm sure, upon the drought and the available funds that were available in agriculture. But we'll put those numbers together a little bit later after the end of the year and get back to you on that. We did send the notifications out about Gage County zoning in the tax statement. So as everybody's now opening those tax statements, they're seeing that little neon-colored notification, which is kind of a reminder. We get new people that come into Gage County, and we still, you know, that are unfamiliar. I am amazed at the younger sector, because the younger sector says this is, you know, the young couples now that realize, oh, that's another part of what I have to be aware of. You know, so it's an educational process for everybody. We'll try to do a little bit better even in our school systems, maybe try to go to, you know, the government. You obviously do their presenting of the government day here, but as we have people return, you know, they aren't always aware of Gage County zoning as part of development and growth and the infrastructure of Gage County. So Rex, thank you for giving us the opportunity to work with you throughout these past years. We look forward to a new year. And so we also look forward to having 2 new board members, of which you will be appointing. We've been unable to conduct business. We didn't have a meeting in November, December, because we didn't have quorum on the one, but then yet now we're into a new year and their term did. And so we're looking forward to doing that. So questions at all?
Are we looking to replace in 3?
Melvin initially told us he was not interested.
But he...
So that's where the 3 come in.
Right.
And then we're missing one in the southwest corner.
Tracy Holzing, which is up in the northern area, and then also Doug Ferguson did not renew either, and he's in the southern district, so...
But now Melvin's agreed to be back?
Melvin has notified us that he would serve again, yes.
And then who else do you have? Eric McCubbin here?
I have not heard. No, I'm sorry. I'm not aware of who.
Yeah.
So
basically, Melvin, Matt, which one's up in Melvin's area? There's actually two for the one area.
Well, there's, I think, Mr. Bowman's up there in the Firth area, and Mr. Merkel's closer to Claytonia.
Okay, so that, and then the other,
Mr. McCubbin is Pickerel.
Pickerel. So, and then the southwest, we don't have one there yet, so.
We do have David Zimmerman down there, kind of in that southern part of, you know, Gage County, which he's aware of that area that can be represented. But
historically, they've always been districts.
That's correct.
So Terry's district needs one in Terry's district.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the way it's been. So I would suggest you wait a month and give Terry or somebody a chance to find one for that area.
So you historically, you'd kind of done it according to the supervisor's districts then?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So then what you have, though, Merkel and McCubbin are both out of your district?
Up in that area, yeah.
In your district.
I was under the impression we needed several, so that's why I went out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we did to begin with, though.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Right.
Because Melvin had said no.
Yeah, so Eric McCubbin as well as Monty Merkel are both very interested.
Well, yes.
Okay. Well, my question is, do we approve these today and then and then go? Okay.
Yes. You need to approve two of them so they can
Add a quorum and stuff. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's my question.
Yes. And I guess my stance is you need to at least give a month down in the southwest area to find a member. Otherwise, you probably have one right here. If they can't come up with one, then you get one at large, I guess.
And I can give you a couple suggestions that I thought of, you know, earlier driving in here today, younger farmers coming back to the area. So, and I'll do that after the meeting.
Good.
Okay. Well, I'll just because I visited with both of these gentlemen, it's not to speak in opposition to Mr. Bowman, but I would make a motion to approve new members, Mr. McCubbin and Mr. Merkel.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Yes.
Moved by Bowman.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion.
Those are both kind of, and I don't care. I don't care how we do it. I mean, I don't know if we're doing it by districts or not or northern area, but those are both from Matt's district. And Bowman is from District 1.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm fine with either way. It's just that if we've done it by districts in the past.
I don't know if it's been solely districts or geographically. You know what I mean? I maybe shouldn't have said districts, but I know there's. You would probably know more.
Yes, geographically. I've never been specific on. Gone by geographic more so than anything because it does become somewhat impossible sometimes to get an exact person to come in.
Areas rather as I remember rather than in specific our specific districts and tried to get a good representation, obviously, of the entire county.
I will tell you that if you look at the overall view of zoning, you'll see that most of them do not fill out an expense report, you know, to come in. So they truly do care about serving on the board. I don't think, unless it was a meeting that went out to Grand Island, they ever turned in, you know, any expense report. Yeah, at all. And so as you look at zoning, we brought in our numbers right now are at 6.26 million evaluation, and we brought in $20,000 worth of income off of the permit process through the developmental fees and also through the fee itself. So
I can't remember. Who do we have out of the city of Beatrice?
You do not have any based off of when I come on the board is because they have no
jurisdiction
of anything. And so Beatrice itself, we never take them out of the Wymores because those people are governed by a P&Z. So they've always been, ours is a rural, solely rural represented P&Z basically because that's what our P&Z encompasses. We have no say inside the city. So I mean, yeah, it's a legitimate point. I know what you're thinking there. It's a legitimate point, but that is why they did it. And
I guess if we want more time to think about this, we can. If we just want to wait, I'll
Oh, I think we can go ahead with these. I think we should. We need to.
I am too. I'm fine with your motion. I'm not questioning that. I just didn't
discuss. It's a good question.
I'm questioning more if you've always done it by districts.
I probably shouldn't have said districts. I probably should have said
if we're doing it by area. No, I'm fine with your motion. I mean, I'm
if you want more time, I can withdraw that.
No. You guys just I think we need to help them so they can get
the quorum. I can't operate unless I have a quorum. So, that's the worst nightmare of anything.
I want a clarification on if we did do it by districts. If the guidelines are set up to do it by districts, then we needed to follow districts. Otherwise, no, I'm fine with the two new ones. I'm fine with them.
Kathy?
So, just to clarify your motion a little bit, you made the motion to put these two new people on and go ahead and accept Melvin's resignation. Was that?
Well, he wouldn't be voted
not,
in.
Not reappointing him.
Not reappointed, okay. Correct. Okay. Correct.
And just as I did visit with, he's not here, but I did visit with Terry last week about his ability to get success down there of a candidate. And he didn't have anyone who.
He did.
He asked several folks and just.
I gave John a couple ideas today, and Lisa has
I will. Yeah, I don't know if they've already been contacted or not, but I think there's some very valuable people down there. But you know, whether or not they choose to serve, it just becomes increasingly harder. We all know that. But
I just know these gentlemen had approached me, or I had made some initial contact in those areas, and these names came to the top pretty quick, and they were, as I visited with them personally, they were pretty interested. So it's a 2-year, throw that
it
out.
It is
there.
A 2-year deal. So,
and again, it's nothing against Mr. Bowman. I don't know the gentleman personally. I'm not speaking.
You wouldn't know him if he walked in the room, I don't think, would you?
Mm-hmm. I'm not against him, rather. I'm just speaking in favor of those two is my point.
Any more discussion? Vote. In favor, 5-0. Thank you. And I asked John if he would spend some time with Terry, if you could get with John on names. And what I told John is if it's not filled within a month, then we take an at-large for that area. And I think that's fair. And I probably worded it wrong when I said districts. It's more geographic locations. So. Approve or disapprove taking no action on tort claim filed and referring claim to our insurance carrier. Roger, do you want to give us the verbiage we need on that?
Yeah, we received a letter from an attorney out of Lincoln indicating he represented an individual that had lived at the birth treatment rehab center. And again, this goes back to 2003 or 2004. The attorney wasn't quite sure when it happened, allegedly. At any rate, as we do on most tort claims, I'm going to advise the court or the board to table this. Our carrier's already been notified. I've been in touch with them, and they have a copy of this tort claim. And basically, they'll be lead on this. That's basically all I should say at this point.
No action?
Just you can move to table it or no action. Either way is fine.
And technically, when you table, you do need your quorum to bring that back, correct?
Yeah, to bring it back. Well, but it'd be a simple quorum to bring it back up. Yeah. And again, with these claims, whether you're whatever political subdivision you are, basically that's why you have insurance. You take no action, even on small claims. And this one,
but do we need action to refer it to our insurance carrier?
Need a motion, no action, don't you?
Well, if you just table it. I'm just telling you, I've already notified the carrier,
right.
And they already have a copy.
You're basically on the agenda. It has the referring claim to our insurance carrier.
Yeah, and that's basically, I'm just telling you, I've already, as a matter of course, but I think it would be good to have something on the record so
right.
That
that's
later
my
on.
Feeling, too.
Okay, so no action.
So make a motion to take no action at this point.
No action.
I would so move. I would so
move by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve. The closed session will do that at the end. Committee reports. Building and grounds.
Nothing.
Economic development.
Yes. Gave you everybody two sheets of paper. One is our the finances from our meeting on the 19th. you can see there's a balance of $51,742. Also passed out sheet of paper, and this is for discussion only so far. Bill is planning on when Bill is going to be at our January meeting to give. He's not sure whether the first one or the second one to give his quarterly report. That's when he's going to present these to the board or whatever. But Matt was at our meeting the other day and we talked and we thought we should pass these out ahead of time. This is basically incentive guidelines so that if a company comes into the area, you know, asking what kind of incentives do you have for us to come, he doesn't necessarily need to go back to his Engage board every time and draw up a new set of guidelines. And that's where these came from. And like I said, the city, Bill's met with the city, and I visited with him some. I don't know if he visited with Rex on this or not, but we visited about how to set it up and what there is, and also the understanding that there will be or could be some funding from the county that will need to be available at times for these or whatever. And that's why I passed it out so you guys, when Bill comes in January, and that's when he's going to make it available to the public or whatever, so that you can have discussion on it or if you have questions on it and all that type of things. I know he has already that there's been one company that's come into the area that we did set up a package for and as a possibility of getting them in, you know, and Bill, based on his past experiences and stuff, he came up with a proposal with through the city, the Engage board, and me visited with him. I visited with Matt on it and stuff. And that company currently is not coming, but at the same time, that was a package. They asked, what kind of package do you have? And he set one up for them. And this is more of a general guideline, you know, and if there's something that comes up that's outside of this or specific to a certain company, then he'd have to tweak it a little bit. But he kind of wants something on that he can have so that he doesn't have to go to his Engage board or the county or the city every time a company comes in. And like I said, pass this out for everybody to look at so that when he comes in January, have questions.
Mr. Chairman, and it probably should say draft across the top.
Yeah.
As I was at that meeting, too, there was some discussion. This apparently there's some level of cost of doing business, if you will, that takes place in the economic development world where public entities offer these types of things. You know, right now, we don't have anything budgeted. If we had anything like that, it would be a specific line item. We would know on the forefront exactly what we were approving as far as a dollar amount every year, and it would be on a case-by-case basis. I don't think we would have to complicate this by a policy of, say, you know, at risk of being flippant, just to use some numbers here, $10,000 for a road, $5,000 for two jobs for 6 months, or, you know, not to get that complicated, but here's X amount of dollars that we're willing to sit down if there's an incentive that's needed. So it would be on a case-by-case basis. We would have to decide. Right now we have nothing in the budget. Do we want to use general fund dollars for that? Do we want to use inheritance fund dollars for that? How do we want to, you know, use those dollars? And, you know, I wouldn't propose a sinking fund of a revolving account that we continue to build up. I would say we would probably come up with a singular line item and with X amount of dollars, whatever we would decide on, if we decide on, and that's what it would be every year. Or it could change from year to year depending on what the budget presents. But sounds like this. There's some functionality of this being used in the economic development world, and so it's.
And one other thing, they've been working on the website, and I can't remember the name of the company now, but the Engage website is supposed to be up and running today.
Today.
And click on
engage.com, I believe.
.com, and it's supposed to be up and running, and it's supposed to be showing what it is. No formal, they're going to have a formal showing or presentation or whatever coming up, but it's supposed to be up and running today.
.org.
.org?
Is it .org? Engage.org.
Engage.org. Supposed to be up and running today. That was a comment, anyway.
And Myron, if I can, I'll comment.
Golden Shovel. That was the name of the company that did that. Yeah, Golden Shovel.
I'll just comment on, I hadn't been to an economic development meeting for some time, and I remember the ragtag group we had as we bumped against the walls and tried to put together a system that I believe will be good moving forward. And I was pretty impressed how they're moving forward and the interaction with Bill and the independence of the group
and has they're really developing their own identity, and as they're moving forward, and I think they're very conscientious, and I'm impressed with the relationship that is there with the media. There's quite a bit of information that is shared, and then there's an opportunity for them to exit as the executive director gives their portion. So I'm pretty impressed with how things went, and I think it's a slow process. You know, you start from scratch. It takes time to build that up, but I think it's working good.
And the other thing, I can't remember the date. It's in February 17th, was it, or whatever, and he calls it appreciation, an economic appreciation, and they will be sending out invitations to the heads of all the banks and all the companies in the county, and more of it's kind of more of a kickoff. We're going to show the engaged boards, but it's appreciation for you being here and just getting to know better. All the city council and all the county board members will be invited too. I believe it's February 17th or
21st.
Oh, thank you, Doug. Doug was there, so he remembers. So that will be forthcoming. He's getting all those details ironed out and stuff, and hope to have that just to more of a get together and appreciation.
Okay, any questions there? Emergency Management EMS. Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance.
I do have an update. Give me a second. Let me shuffle some papers here. This is the six-month finance update just from a budget. This is a snapshot, if you will, and these numbers do not include expenditures that we approved today. It's got the 24th, but I was working on it on Christmas Eve, but that's just why the date's up there. Anyway, so if you go through and you look at the balances there, and I try to put in a couple different budget years, you'll see 10, 11, 11, 12, and the year we're in now, 12, 13, what we budgeted. You'll see the balance, and that reflects the balance of funds left for the 12, 13 budget year and the percent used. And so as you go through there, this pay period will basically be, approval period will be halfway. So there'll be a little bit higher than that, but I believe this time the total funds were, outside of wages, were about $170,000, something like that. So if you go through and look, it gives you a snapshot of where the budget is at this point. Would note the funds at the bottom there, the road fund. You'll see what I did this year. You'll see I pulled out the wages there, so the road fund, we budgeted 4.2, and 1.1 of that is about 20-25% is wages. You look at the sinking funds there. We're proposing at the end of this year, that would be almost 1.1 million in insurance fund, inheritance fund. Actually, the fund balance, I believe, is 1.3, almost 1.4 million in inheritance fund. But when we budget these amount, we budget what is there at the end of August 31st. And that's what we always show full expenditure because you never know what's going to happen. So if we look at where we are, you go down the debt service there, you'll see that there's one more payment for the courthouse bond in 2013. So this time, next year, courthouse bond will be paid off. Highway bond, which was some work, this was an internal bond we had done. I believe that was a 7.5-year bond. That'll be paid off 2016. And you'll see that we're proposing, and that was in the budget, at the end of this year, we'll have a building fund balance of $200,000. So at the bottom there, you can look at what we spend. Employee wages and benefits is about almost $4.6 million in wages and benefits for my county. So I've said this before, and I would contend county government's one big organization, and we deal in people. And so if you look at the amount of money we spend there, that's indicative of that. Law enforcement and legal, almost $2.6 million, and that includes jail, sheriff, county attorney's office, courts, everything involved with legal and law enforcement. And then roads and bridges, you'll see there, $4.3 million.
Back up just a second, Matt. Does law enforcement legal include the sheriff's salaries also, or those in
yes.
the employee wages?
Yes, that one includes the sheriff's salaries in there, too.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So, again, it's a snapshot of just reading through the expenditure report. And if anyone wants to, those expenditure reports, Donna, her office will print those off for you. So this one was not December 14th, and so I just kind of went through there. So the one that you could ask her to print tomorrow or Friday would be the most up-to-date. So, again, just a little snapshot of where we're at. I think the big takeaway is the balances of, you know, where we're at, the percentage that is used. Again, this is something I try to look at on a quarterly basis and try to present. I will give credit to Don's office is really pretty good. If something really
bizarre as far as a claim or something that's really outside of the norm shows up, she's usually on the phone right away to me and says, wait a minute, this claim came in, this doesn't look right. So that's her office does a wonderful job of picking those up, and that helps us in finance committee too as we go through some of those claims. And we've had to make some calls to some offices and department heads and say, now what is this, or why are you doing this now? We need clarification on that. So that works well. Again, this is a snapshot after 6 months, and just wanted to show folks that, you know, where we're at. So if there's any questions, if not, it's really all I had.
Okay. Human resource employee relations.
No report.
Insurance. Law enforcement.
I think maybe a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, I don't know, maybe before last week, we had a meeting with Gus again and I think Matt with the finance too. And it, basically what we're still doing is a very much conversation about security and security in the courthouse and where do we go and how do we handle it. And right now just still throwing out a lot of ideas and throwing out some of the ideas of projected cost if we had an idea on that and what it's going to cost and visiting back and forth with Gus one of the ideas brought forward so far, again, I know we talked earlier about having all the thing down in the basement and doing the east side, moving
security
that out.
Security center.
Security center and stuff. We talked about that. We've also visited now about if we had the south side as an entrance. That's another conversation we've had. We've also had a conversation about did we put a full-time security person in the courthouse. Just so you're aware of that, those conversations are all going on, and then again, the cost. And when Rex and I were out at the conference out there, we visited with Wim about his memory and his of the architectural and what would be some of those costs, and if we'd run into something like going east, where are the water lines and all those things. And
National
Wim had a good conversation with
Register
us
of Historic Buildings.
Yeah, National Register.
Wim's under the opinion if we look at the courthouse plan. The security center was designed for right in front of the elevator. People come in, they're both doors, and then they meet the information center, your metal detectors, whatever you want right here. And it would take some work on the register of deeds to funnel them through there and then back around. But it was very good discussions on it.
And we still are having a lot of discussions on it because it's not an easy decision. It's not something that you just go ahead and do and
had a discussion with an outside security company.
We had
Douglas County.
Douglas County, outside security firm. They would come down and basically they'd tell you a cost and they'd do the whole thing too, you know, or whatever. So we've had those discussions. And like I said, we had a meeting here and Matt brought up some figures or cost of what would it be to have a full-time, basically a full-time deputy in the courthouse. And how could you handle that, or would that be a possibility again? You know, I mean, so there's been a lot of discussions going on and nothing decided
on. Discussions is all they are.
Discussions is all they are. But I will say this. I don't know, the last meeting or the meeting before that when we had the discussion about the east side, I probably had 5 to 10 people talk to me about that. And I think that's the good part is because then we're getting some input from the public. And I think with all the things, like Denny mentioned earlier, with all the things in the news and all the things happening, there is a need and there is probably in the next 6 months or year something that will be done. It's just a matter of trying to come together with a plan that we feel fits the courthouse the best and where do we go and how do we go, and then also visiting with Gus and our security team and what do we do. And that's not known now, but there's a lot of discussions going on.
Okay, anything else? Questions? Road and Bridge.
Terry's not here, so a good part of our meeting, and Chris had an article on it, was met with the Lower Big Blue NRD and the permits. And they, I guess basically Matt help out here too, but they basically, they don't know if they can come in before every time they're going to dig out there and have a permit 2 weeks ahead of time and have it done. And basically what the committee came up with a proposal was that every time they know that they're going to go in the right of way, they need to get a hold of Galen. Galen will give them the okay, get the paperwork in started, and then he will have that permit ready for the next meeting. Deborah, is that basically the way you understood it too? That's kind of the agreement we have with them right now, because they are still actively working on getting any easement they can from the landowner. Some don't want to do it until they're, I guess, digging the neighbors up, and then they might give the easement there. And there's one or two that they know won't give an easement. They're just not going to. A good share of the permits they will need, or not a good share, some of the permits they will need will be when they come up to a farmstead or whatever, and they can't go through the farmstead there. Well, they either have to go way around the landowner's side, or they can go through the right-of-way, the right-of-way in the greater ditch. Might be a lot easier cost-wise, might be a lot more effective, and that's the type of permits that Galen will probably have to approve. Our concern as a committee was that we have a record, when this is all done, we have a record where they are at in our right-of-ways. And that's what we want on file, and so that 10 years down the road, somebody doesn't go and dig in that greater ditch and go, well, there wasn't no permit for that water line or whatever, so. Yeah, Deborah, you chip in too if it were something different. You were okay. The rest of it, I don't remember most of the rest of it.
That was mostly the balance of what we talked about. There were some small district issues. We need to get our smaller meetings with the townships. The 1 and 6 will be due in February. We'll have to approve that. There'll be a meeting later on this afternoon to visit about that with Road and Bridge. Want to get the input from the townships, because a lot of times we'll meet them when we have the annual township meeting, and then they ask us, well, why are you working on that road and that bridge, and why didn't you ask me? So we want to hopefully put the horse before the cart on this one. And so every year we just seem like we miss a few things, and they say, well, we wouldn't do that one. We would have done this one. So just to continue that dialogue and get that beforehand.
And another thing is we're required to do a sign reflectivity study, and they have started that. Some of the county employees are going out and finding out which signs. We will have a record of all the signs in the county, whether or not they need to be replaced or what, if they meet their reflectivity state statutes or whatever. So that's ongoing too now.
Just to touch once, go back on the permit, is the reason we're doing this afterwards is some of the information we had prior to approving the project. We've received some contrary information that they will be, when they are going in a right of way, and they did provide us with kind of a map, kind of a checkerboard here of all the different areas where it'll go. So there's a lot of them that they do know about, but the impromptu ones that they don't, we've directed Galen. They have to go through Galen, and then Galen has to approve those to us. So they know that they answer to Galen, and Galen answers to us. So he's going to watch that. But the reason this is different now is before they were going to just cross our road, and now there are some places as it grows, because as you said, there were some folks that didn't want anything to do with it, and now they've seen how it's progressed, and it's growing. So some of those they just didn't even know about. So.
And it's stretched. It's gone farther over the other side of Odell even now down there, and the project has grown.
210 residents, correct?
Yes. Yeah, the project has really grown. They've had a lot more. They've had more sign up than what they were expecting, and I believe they have eight miles dug so far or something like that, close to 8 miles, but of the big line, and they're getting a contractor, several contractors in pretty soon to start laying what they call the 2-inch line, which is the farther out line, and that they won't need to dig to bury. That will basically lay with a machine or whatever, and that will go a lot quicker than the digging. But they're progressing. They asked them if they were on schedule or whatever, and they said they were on schedule. You know, so sometime early midsummer, they hope to have this project or ready to go. So.
Okay, anything else, Road and Bridge? Closed session, courthouse security and personnel.
A year.
Oh, I skipped that, huh? In my mind, that was it.
No. Go ahead. You can skip into
it. Well, I have a presentation to our chairman, Rex Adams, in recognition of your dedication and service as a Gage County supervisor from January 2001 till through January 2013, would be your official term, presented to you on this day, December 26, 2012, by the Gage County Board of Supervisors. So this is a thank you for your years of service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I'm
Thank
serious.
You.
Okay. And I'm not done yet. So I do have something else to read to you. And
know ye that responding or reposing special trust and confidence in the patriotism, valor, fidelity, and the abilities of Rex Adams, and knowing you to be a good person and a loyal friend and counselor, I have nominated you, and you have been appointed by the governor as admiral in the great state, or in the great navy of the state of Nebraska. You are therefore called to diligently discharge the duties of admiral by doing and performing all manner of things thereto belonging, and I do strictly charge and require all officers, seamen, tadpoles, and goldfish and under your command to be obedient to your orders as admiral, and you are to observe and follow from time to time such directions as you shall receive according to the rules and discipline of the great navy of the state of Nebraska, this commission to continue in force during the period of your good behavior and the pleasure of the chief admiral of the great navy of the state of Nebraska, signed by the governor, effective this day, December 26th, in the year 2012.
So you are now commissioned.
Now I can be a tadpole hunter.
I can give you a lot of advice, right? I can give you a lot of advice on the tadpole thing, yeah.
They're a protected species.
Are they protected? Well, that's interesting. Thank you. I appreciate it. I've enjoyed it, so I have. So thank you, everybody. Closed session, courthouse security and personnel.
Isn't there cake or something?
We need a motion for the necessary for the protection of the public interest.
Okay. Not
and for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of any individual we may talk about, and I don't think we will on any. Well, it does say personnel, so we may.
Oh. So moved to go into executive session.
Thank you, everything you do. You know how much I appreciate it.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 5-0. Thank you. Hey, talk to Steve Whitwer. That's who I haven't been. I don't have his.
Might have to get a ladder.
Need a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to come out. Anything else for the good of the order? Anything else for the good of the order? Gage County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 10:07. Oh,